Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. And we're even going to play a little Who Got Funky this segment because we haven't had a chance to sneak it in yet. Speaking of corndogging, huh? 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. Let's start out the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour here with headlines and Alejandro Solana. Then we will segue into a quick edition of Who Got Funky. Then we'll talk with John Michaels, a very angry radio host slash Canes lifer. And then before you know it, it'll be 6 o'clock and we can actually drink a Funky Buddha. Yes. And we can get on with our lives and bet tonight's Monday night football game.
Can't wait.
Which is a huge line, by the way. Green Bay Packers, 11.5 point favorites over the Detroit Lions. So maybe we'll figure that out in the next 57 minutes as well. Headlines real quick here with Alejandro Solana.
These headlines are brought to you by Golf Miami-Dade with 5 convenient courses. Book your tee time today, golfmiamidade.com. Also brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Trains often appear further away and moving more slowly than they really are, and they can't stop quickly. Even if the engineer hits the brakes right away, the result is a disaster. Stop. Trains can't. The Hurricanes, they lost 38-17 to Michigan State. They've fallen out of the top 25, the AP top 25. They're 1-2. They host Central Connecticut State on Sabado.
Awful, awful game. And
bounce back this week.
I hope so. Kodak Black, do you think the Hurricanes can bounce back against Central Connecticut?
I hope so.
Yeah. Good God.
Hey, Kodak's a Gator fan now. Don't try to steal him. Everybody knows Kodak's a Gator fan.
Man, that Bradley Beal, like I haven't heard about him enough. He was doing the 2 bits, 4 bits thing at yes. Gainesville this Saturday.
Future Heedle.
All right. Enough already.
35-0 was the Dolphins' final
score.
It's like
your veggie pizza take. Bradley Beal's on the Heat, except for he doesn't play for the Heat.
We got Kyle now, right? There's no bill left. There's no money left.
Tom Pelissero from, what is he, NFL Network? NFL Network says Tyrod Taylor will be out for a while with a hamstring he injured. I feel bad for him. He was looking good in game and a half.
Now Houston, they are really in trouble.
They are. They may activate Deshaun Watson.
I
read, yeah. They may activate him.
I think he's in Italy somewhere with his girlfriend.
Is that so?
Yeah, he's sending out pictures like he.
Hello.
The whole thing is he's
go,
like.
Go where?
He's on a paid vacation right now. They're giving him money and he doesn't even have to show up.
No significant damage to his ribs per Brian Flores. He's in some pain and they'll continue to monitor him.
I've been in pain since I was 9.
I've been in pain since Solana's veggie pizza take.
A little bit of pain.
Tom Pelissero also says John Gruden told reporters Derek Carr ankle is questionable and Josh Jacobs is very questionable for Sunday's game against the Dolphins. Now we're understanding why the line is 4. Now it's all coming together. Somehow I thought Vegas just got it wrong.
They don't.
Shockingly, it was me that got it wrong.
I know. I've seen that more than Vegas getting it wrong. Goodness.
The official word from Tom Pelissero on Tua is Tua underwent further tests this morning on his bruised ribs, and my understanding is, though it didn't reveal any major issues, the x-rays were negative, so it'll be about pain tolerance and functionality moving forward.
I think it'll shoot it up. Remember when Tyrod Taylor got his lung his lung punctured?
Punctured.
But that's where they put the needle too far. They could just put it right in that little rib, the rib separation.
Listen, we listened to Brian Flores right when we came on the air at 2 o'clock, and he said, you can't question Tua's toughness. That guy wants to be out there. My guess is Tua will say all week long he wants to go. Mm-hmm. I would say the only way Tua doesn't play Sunday is if the training staff overrules him.
Holds him out.
Yep.
The Marlins, they begin a three-game series versus the Nats today, 6:40 p.m. And as Hawk mentioned tonight, Packers, Lions, 8:15 p.m., Green Bay, 11.5-point favorites tonight.
Somebody texts in, how many points are Central Connecticut favored by? How dare you, sir? How dare you? The wound is still too fresh.
Finally, guys, Thomas's English Muffins, very famous English muffin.
They are very famous English muffins, yes.
They're releasing a limited edition everything flavor English muffin.
That's interesting because you really haven't seen English muffins have a product extension.
No.
You know, like you don't see flavored English muffins.
Didn't they do sourdough or something?
Yeah, like maybe change the bread a little bit, but that's about it.
Yeah, no raisins or blueberries.
Interesting. This is interesting. This might be the resurgence that English muffin fans have been waiting for.
You know what? That's one of us. That's a secret about me.
You like English muffins?
I love me an English muffin.
I do too. I never have them in the house, but if I'm staying at like a resort or something, you tell me in the morning outside an English muffin with a little butter, maybe some jam on it. Yeah. I mean, life is great.
Only thing I'll put meat and cheese between at McDonald's. Try to give me a biscuit or a McGriddle, we have to fight.
Interesting.
McMuffin, baby. You know what it is.
You know, when fans are leaving Hard Rock Stadium after a terrible Canes loss Saturday or terrible Dolphins loss Sunday, they should hand the fans English muffins because you feel better.
It's warm.
Have people outside playing the banjo. Banjo is always happy. It doesn't matter what's going on. So you have people outside playing the banjo, and everyone gets a warm, toasted English muffin as they leave.
I love the muffin thought, but wasn't the banjo the instrument on Deliverance?
Fair point, yeah.
That didn't make me feel warm and fuzzy.
Well, one of the guys was happy.
I guess, you took the positive angle on that one.
Glasses half full kind of guy.
Somebody enjoyed that encounter.
Somebody was waiting a long time for that. All right, anything else, Solana?
Do the English not have American muffins?
Toast.
Really?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Bro, did you believe him? He got me. He said it too quick. Too much confidence.
I have no idea.
Like, we didn't figure out how to make a muffin, and they didn't figure out that bread could toast.
I mean, listen, everybody's got their wheelhouse, and, they were into the nooks and crannies. You know?
The little bubblies.
Nooks and crannies.
I got you.
All right. Anything else, Solana?
Yeah, your weather. From the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center, call 24/7. At 866-954-MORE. Partly cloudy right now. Tonight the lows will drop into the mid-70s. That's your weather.
Let's play a real quick round of Who Got Funky. It's brought to you by Funky Buddha Hard Seltzer, made with real cane sugar and agave. Unleash your funk today.
Yo, E, what you want to do now, man?
Yo, whatever it is, it's just got to be funky.
Funky. Funky. Funky. Funky.
Who got funky on Hawk and Crowder?
All right. A lot happened this weekend, but I'm going to go with a friend of the show, Brady Quinn. Brady Quinn got funky.
Funky.
He was announced as the new Fox Sports Radio morning host, along with LeVar Arrington and Jonas Knox. And Brady Quinn, our friend, who will still be available to our show because he's working in the mornings, Brady Quinn will host the National Morning Drive radio show on Fox Sports Radio. He's an excellent broadcaster, and I'm happy for him, and he got funky.
I'm going to have to give some love to somebody that I questioned last week, and it's sad because it was my own damn team. The Florida Gators got funky. I didn't believe in Emory Jones. I didn't believe in the Gators. I was telling you, we were talking about taking the Gators the Crimson Tide minus 14 because I didn't think the Gators can cover. They played so good. I think you checked me, Hawk, because you said, don't I think Dan Mullen would save something for Alabama? That's why it was a vanilla offense, and you were 100% correct. Two-point conversion in the fourth quarter could have tied the game. I thought they were going to blown out Emory Jones.
Or a missed extra point earlier in the game. The game would have been tied on that last touchdown.
Right there. Emory Jones, I'm sorry. You got funky. Dan Mullen, the Florida Gators, y'all got funky. You went up in the rankings after losing a game. That means you were impressive. Shut me up. Shut up, Crowder. UF, y'all got funky.
Funky.
Steven, the birthday boy, who got funky this weekend?
Gotta give it to myself, man. I was at the
funky.
I was at
what just happened.
First time for everything.
Gave it to himself.
Yeah, man, birthday weekend. So yesterday I was at the Dolphins game. Very depressing, but I did a lot of drinking. So that was able to, you know, kind of even me out. Went home, ate some lasagna, and I had some ice cream cake for my birthday.
Funky.
Did you get some whoopee?
What was special about that, though? How are you giving yourself who got funky? You ate some lasagna. I mean,
ice cream cake.
Ice cream cake is the cherry on top.
Steven, was ice cream cake a dessert or was it
funky.
Something?
Funky.
Yeah, it was the
funky.
Pre-dessert.
I love it! He's happy, man.
A bunch of people texting us, by the way, that there are a bunch of different style Thomas's English muffins. Original, light multigrain, cinnamon raisin, whole wheat, king size, sourdough, whole grains, and blueberry. Now, I didn't know that there was king size. I love that. Thomas's English muffins, they're too small. Give me the king size muffin. Let's
Big
go.
Ass frisbee four, man. Yeah. Chill a breakfast sandwich.
Wow, there's also banana bread and pumpkin spice seasonal and honey wheat.
We know who pumpkin spice is for.
All right, Solana, who got funky this weekend?
I was going to give it to that Steven? Veggie pizza with pepperoni, but now I think I got to give it to Steven.
Funky.
For eating lasagna?
No, the ice cream cake.
Ice cream cake.
Have we...
Sounds like you're jealous. That's what it sounds
of
like.
Of lasagna?
Yeah, sounds like it. Making kind of a big deal.
I could go get lasagna tonight. I could have a lasagna here before 6 o'clock.
Uh-oh, bring him some, Steve.
Downstairs is not open, so you can't get lasagna.
Are you challenging me?
Yes, I'm challenging you
right now. It is 5:14. I could have a lasagna here by 6 o'clock tonight. And it's not from downstairs. They're closed right now.
I
could have a lasagna here. I'll go on Uber Eats right now. I will have a lasagna here by 6 o'clock. Who else wants a piece of this?
Sipping that Haterade, man. I don't know what's up with you.
Haterade? You ate lasagna. You gave yourself the Who Got Funky Award.
Who was I supposed to give it to? Inter Miami?
Anybody but you.
Did your lasagna have ricotta in it?
All right, settle down. Happy birthday, Steven, by the way. All right. That is Who Got Funky, courtesy of our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Funky Buddha Hard Seltzer, made with real cane sugar and agave. Unleash your funk today. John Michaels in the next segment. He hosts mornings on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. He is a diehard Canes fan. He flew down from Atlanta to Miami Saturday to watch the Canes game. Whoops.
Uh-oh.
Did not have lasagna while he was in town.
What? Not a staple in Miami? Steve is going to come in here, man.
He's angry.
He's cussing.
I ate lasagna. What the hell? Are you Rain Man? Who cares?
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, no.
Hawk and Crowder.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
5 o'clock hour, mercifully, is almost over. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. It's brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. And if the Funky Buddha is not enough on its own after a day like today and after a weekend like we experienced in South Florida watching football, perhaps Cheetah Pompano, the perfect location central to everything in South Florida. Maybe that would be a good stop tonight as we get out of here.
Ain't bad.
Cheetah Pompano, your South Florida entertainment spot where you can also be safe. Masks are optional. There's multiple hand sanitizing stations. You can make Cheetah Pompano Beach your free lunch hotspot. Why pay for lunch with an unpleasant view when you can enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 till 3, happy hour till 6. If you haven't been there yet, this is not your typical free lunch. This is a full-on kitchen with chefs. Order off the menu, sandwiches, salads, wings. They have daily specials, ribs, pastas, and more. And then, of course, you can grab your buddies after work. You head on over to any Cheetah Club, Pompano, Hallandale, West Palm. Let them take care of you for the best happy hour and entertainment in South Florida. Enjoy $100 bottle specials at all Cheetah Clubs Sundays through Wednesdays. So that is tonight. And, of course, football is going on. Beer, babes, lots of pro and college football action. In fact, tonight, Monday Night Football, you can enjoy all the games all season long at any of the Cheetah locations with hundreds of beautiful, exotic referee and cheerleader adult entertainers. And by the way, don't forget Cheetah Pompano's Diamonds and Pearls Bash, celebrating their 41st anniversary, is this Wednesday. They're going to have an open bar 6 till 7, again 10 till 11 p.m., VIP card giveaways, bar tabs, liquor swag bag giveaways, and more. That's this Wednesday, Cheetah Pompano. You're not going to want to miss it. You can get details on their website at cheetahsofl.com. We made it through a brutal Monday, and brutal only because neither the Hurricanes nor the Dolphins have good offensive lines. both were dropping passes. Yeah. If you had to pick a positive from each game. I know that's difficult to do when people want to dwell on the negative today, and that's fine. John Michael certainly dwelled on a lot of the negative there.
I told you John's going to be hot, bro.
Last segment. So I think for the Hurricanes, my positive would be De'Aaron King and Charleston Rambo.
Oh, Rambo went crazy.
Right? I mean, they both played hard and well. And then Sunday for the Dolphins, I would say the defense, I know it's silly, 35 points, but certainly Xavier Howard, I mean, he almost had two interceptions.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can glean a little something positive from either game.
Charleston Rambo just jumped up three rounds in the draft.
He looked really good. He looked good. Mike Harley did not look good.
Dropped one. Mallory dropped one.
Yeah, Mallory, the tight end, did not look good. Charleston Rambo really was the only receiver keeping them in that game.
Yeah.
We'll find out more tomorrow, by the way, on De'Aaron King's health.
De'Aaron and Rambo. For the Dolphins, I know it sounds crazy, but I'll justify it. The defense played well. Four turnover on downs. They always had short fields. They only gave up like 300-something yards total offense. Like, it was to the Bills. It wasn't a bad defensive outing. If the Dolphins, Albert Wilson catches that out route, Devontae Parker catches that ball and went straight through his hands, it's 14-14 at halftime. That game is totally different. So Jakeem doesn't fumble on it, too. That's 21-14. Yes, the offense gave up everything. I can't say anybody on offense played well. The defense played good enough to win.
You know, I'll tell you, though, Jacoby Brissett, coming in as the backup, did not play poorly. And it was one of the first series where Devontae drops the pass, then Albert Wilson drops the pass, then Jakeem fumbles the reception. It's a different ball game. Like, I didn't think Jacoby didn't look like a deer in the headlights to me. He actually looked, when he came in, very competent.
We talked about it. If Derek Carr doesn't play, because he's on the injured list, and Mariota's out already.
Right, so it'll be Nathan Peterman in Vegas.
The Raiders are terrified, Nathan Peterman in the game. If Tua, knock on wood, I hope it's not this way. If Tua has to miss a couple weeks, I'm not scared.
That's right.
Jacoby's going there and do his thing. I trust Jacoby Brissett.
Yep, totally agree. So, well, we made it through a Monday. Coming up on the radio stations tonight. So on 560, Larry Bluestein is coming up with the South Florida High School Sports Show. And then Monday Night Football tonight on 560 QAM. So a little blue, then a little football on 790 The Ticket. You're going to get Dan Day and Ticket Rewind coming up after us at 6 o'clock.
For over 42 years, J&K Roofing has been South Florida's premier roofing company. They're fixing, they're restoring, they're replacing roofs here in South Florida. They're the best. They practice social distancing to keep you and their workers safe. But to be honest, in most cases, they don't even have to come in your home or office to fix those roofing needs. And yes, home or office. J&K Roofing specializes in both residential and commercial roofing. There is no job too big. There is no job too small for J&K to handle. And the special financing offers you can get through Y-Green right now will blow your mind. And I had to ask, when somebody says 42 years on top of a market like South Florida, I had to ask, how does that happen? How can that be possible? J&K told me it's easy. Because we have the most highly skilled workers, the experts in installing new roofs and repairing existing roofs, and those experts are going to bring the most top-notch material available. Shingle, metal, tile, gravel, clay, barrel, the best material, the best workers, that's how you stay on top. They promise us as customers, and I'm a happy customer, J&K, they promise us quality, service, safety, and health. And if you think about it, that's all you want as a customer, quality, service, safety, and health. And it's raining. You know all the tropical depressions in the Atlantic, the name storms coming through. It looks like it's about to rain right now. You do not want to have roofing issues in South Florida. That's why you got to call J&K Roofing today, 954-961-9879. That's 954-961-9879. For all your roofing needs, give J&K Roofing a call, and J&K Roofing knows we're all in this thing together.
There are three massive sports birthdays today as we get out of here.
What we got?
Guy Lafleur. Huh? Is 70. He's a famous hockey player, Montreal Canadiens. Sergei Bobrovsky
Bob
is 33 years old today. Hmm. And finally, I mean, you'd think he'd be older, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And finally, Kobe Fleener.
Hey, Fleen!
33 years old as well. Thank you to John Michaels for calling in today. Aronde Gadsden, former Dolphins receiver. He was on with us. All that stuff's up on the podcast, Odyssey.com. You can check out the Odyssey app if you don't already have it. Subscribe to the Hockman and Crowder podcast. More fun. We're moving forward tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Central Connecticut and the Las Vegas Raiders.
Let's go.
We're moving forward. That's going to do it for us. Everybody have a great and safe Monday night, and we will speak with you mañana.
Let's corn dog each other. I broke my rib and played. I have a lump. You never touched it, though.
I don't want to.
Feel my lump.
I don't want to.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need. need
that's all, folks.
You need to need. need.
Oh, no!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.